Well, we had some years ago a retired colonel of the army, an English, a British colonel, retired, Francis Goldney. But he was settled with his wife in Faroe Islands, Copenhagen. And he was a marvelous person, absolutely marvelous. He was here in Merazat for some time because Irene Conybeare wanted him for her typing. She was writing this book, In Quest of Truth. And Francis Goldley, it was just wonderful, you know. He said, "Oh, Francis, how are you?" "Fine." He never complained. Everything was all right. So we never knew whether the water was too hot for his bath or not hot enough, whether the food was like this. Everything was fine, you know. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, this lesson. So we would say, "How much did you type today?" And he would say, 3,000 words, 3,025 words, you know, he would go by there. And I wanted to ask him, does that include the mistakes? Because I knew he would make mistakes. But he was really wonderful. So then he had to go back for some time, and he came back to when Irene Carnaby's book was to continue. When he came back, he brought a wife with him. He married, in the meantime, he married, and he was British, but that was Copenhagen, what it called. And her name was Olga.
Yes.
Ola. Her name was Ola. So, now she didn't love Baba. She didn't know anything about Baba. She wasn't accepting Baba. But she was afraid that her husband Francis, by loving Baba, would be getting less to her, that she would be receiving less of Francis because he had, you know, given so much to Baba or something. But she was not afraid. So we made her feel absolutely at home. We never talked to her about Baba. We talked, and Mary was wonderful. She loves garden. And in Copenhagen, it seemed there are no gardens. You know, you plant everything in tubs, trees, whatever. You make a garden out of this thing. And so she left the garden here, and Mary would show her around. Yes, she would be very happy. And one day she says, Copenhagen, what was that? Straven, what's the name's place? Yeah, very, very nice, it's something like Straven. And he said, I had a dog. Yes, said Mary. Really? Yes. And I would go for a walk with him. And the neighbors would all smile and be very nice. But after we went by, they would look at my dog and they would drool, you know. And one day, they took my dog and killed him.
Oh.
And they ate him. They ate your dog?
Yes.
How do you know? How do you know they ate your dog? I found the feathers. Oh, dog. I found the feathers outside and everything like that. So this is gone. I mean, she was delightful. I mean, there were a lot of little stories like that. And Baba was marvelous. Now, in the morning, when he was with the men, Francis was told to come and be part of the minimum sitting here, and she would bring Ola with him, and Ola would be sitting on a chair also, and Ola would be looking, and anytime something nice happened, Francis wanted to impress Ola. See how Baba's different, see, huh? Ola, see Ola.
Yes.
Look, Ola, isn't that?
Yeah.
She would come like that, you see. Poor Frances was walking on eggshells and all the time, trying, hoping she'd be impressed with Baba, she'd be drawn to Baba. He wanted to share it. So what happened one day? Now, so Baba would get a little rise out of her. You know, he was naughty. And he would say, in the natural way that he would all ask questions, he would say, "Frances, you slept well? Yes, Baba, I really slept very well. Thank you so much. And did you have a bath this morning? Was the water good and hot?" "Yes, Baba, everything's fine." And then he would say, "And did you change your shirt?"
And Ola, the wifely thing was, yes, of course, of course. I've mit my own hands. I've given him fresh shirt, you know. She would be incensed because the Baba doubted her ability as a wife to provide a fresh shirt when he was, you know, a man. And Baba knew that. We knew from the twinkle in Baba's eye that he's just getting... Then, one day what happened was, now just before they were leaving, and they were going via Iran, it seems. Anyway, before they were leaving Mehrazad, the place there, leaving India, Baba had arranged a poor program in Mehrabad. You know, washing the feet of the poor people, giving them gifts. I mean, the external, the visible part of the gift was a blanket or clothes or grains or money, which is the only time Baba touched money. But what was given along with it was silently given, like Baba always silences them. So that was all being done, and washing their feet. And Francis and Ola were seated a little distance like that, where that is, you see. And there, the backs of Baba's back is to them, because Baba's doing the whole, and this whole thing is like a wonderful choreography, and the rhythm, it just goes, the pace of it, you know. It's all, the men do it, they know how it's done, and this is fine. And suddenly, Francis says to Ola, I don't know how the, you know, I mean, there's also talking going on, yeah? Come on out, bring Pendu, bring it out, where's the water, blah, blah, you know? Activities going on, so that where there's action, there's sound. But through it all, when Francis said, Ola, Ola, look, see, Ola, Ola, sort of, see, Baba's washing the feet of the poor, giving them gifts. So Francis is very happy that now she'll be impressed. So he says, Ola, Ola, look, yes. And she said, yes, he is good man. That moment Baba turned round, he whirled round. And he said, I am not good man, I am God man. And she said that when Baba looked her in the eyes and said that with the authority of being that, she knew in a second and accepted him totally. Yes, he is that. But just like Baba, to do it more sort of last minute, you know, we didn't have much of Ola after she had accepted Baba. But on the way when they stopped at Iran, she was already telling people about Baba. So when it came in the newspaper, Ola was doing most of the talking and telling about Baba. It was amazing. It was so lovely.
That's a lovely story.
Oh, yes.
Good
man. Not good man. I'm God.
Mm-hmm.
And it only took that 1 second.
Yeah.